what looks like a community library box. But instead of filling it with books that people can borrow and share, you fill it with food. It's called a community pantry, where you can donate canned goods and other items that anyone who needs them can access. Natasha McClure lives in East Chattanooga, and she set up a community pantry in her neighborhood. Natasha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
How are you inspired to create Community Pantry?
Once a month, I go out and I feed the homeless or someone in need or give some type of supplies or something to someone in need. And I saw a post on Facebook with neighborhood pantries. I got the addresses, went around, filled them up. We didn't have one in my neighborhood. And I reached out to the lady who had placed them around the city, and she said she couldn't get anyone's permission to put it on their property. And at the time, she didn't have funding for the box. So I said, it's just a wood box. I'm going to get that box made for my neighborhood because I feel like I need to feed my neighborhood first. So a friend of mine donated pallets, wood pallets. And I went to the local library because a guy who works there said, hey, we got all these tools down here. I rented a saw and was in my front yard cutting pallets, and it was horrible. So the library recommended a guy who was actually right down the street from the pantry on Glass Street. It's called Everything Studio, and he donated all the supplies. He taught me how to use all the tools and helped me build that pantry, and then he helped me install it.
And you're in East Chattanooga.
East Chattanooga.
Your neighborhood.
My neighborhood.
Describe what this pantry looks like.
It looks like a small house. I think of it as a safe house because another community member recommended adding another one for supplies other than food. So I think of the pantry as somewhere where this says, hey, you're not out here by yourself. Come over here and eat. It looks like a little house with shelves in it. And since I put it up, it's been full.
And this idea, the type of pantry that you built, the type of pantry that can be found in other parts of Chattanooga, this originated with the sharing, not of food, but of books.
We have a book library in our neighborhood in East Chattanooga. So yeah, whoever came up with it, it was the best idea. And then the pantries started going around on Facebook. And I was like, wow, this is a good idea. And before I could even get it going, I said, we already have them. So it's a good idea.
What can be found in the pantry?
I put canned goods, dry foods, beans, rice, pastas. Other people come and put other canned goods and stuff that are non-perishable. But people are utilizing it. That's what I wanted to see, that people are coming to get that stuff out because it's something they need. So my neighbors were stopping by and saying, hey, I went down and filled up the empty spaces in the pantry. So yeah, it's working out.
And anybody can go down there and use the pantry. Anybody can go down there and fill it up again.
Yes, it's free and it's open all the time.
This is in a part of Chattanooga. There are many parts of Chattanooga that don't have an easy path to a market.
Thank you for saying that, because I was researching and we were considered the biggest food desert in the whole state of Tennessee, East Chattanooga. And they're building a Save-A-Lot now. But just right over in Avondale or a little further, they still will have to catch a bus or something like that to make it to that Save-A-Lot that's not open yet. So, yeah, that had a big impact on it.
So do you have any help with looking after this, or is this all on you?
It's not on me. That's the good thing. It was so overwhelming, the response. I kept seeing it go around Facebook, and everybody wanted to know how they could donate. And even people want more pantries. So I reached out to another guy in my neighborhood, and he's going to help me build some more. So, yeah, it's turning out good, and I hope it just spreads the love, because that's what it is about, spreading love. If we can feed each other and spread that love and give the basic human needs, we can do anything.
How long you live in East Chattanooga?
I have lived in East Chattanooga on and off my whole life.
Seen a lot of changes there.
A lot of changes and gentrification is going on right now.
And so this, what you're doing, is just one step, small but very important, to try to make a difference.
Yes. Everybody can't do something great, But everybody can do small things. Everybody.
So if people want to help, where can they go online?
Well, I do have a Facebook page, my name, Natasha McClure, that people have been reaching out to me on that. And I went to a neighborhood meeting. We're trying to set up a separate location where I could have somewhere to store food that people want to give immediately because I don't have anywhere to store it. And as far as monetary donations, I was told that I need to create a Cash App as soon as possible because people at work wanted to give and they've already given a few dollars. And what I do is I personally, it's up to you. If you're comfortable giving me the money, I go to Sam's where I can buy big loads of it and it's more efficient. But if you don't want to do that and you want to bring the canned goods, you can bring the canned goods. And that's what I've been telling people. If you want to give, we'll find a way to have somewhere to put it.
All right, Natasha. Thanks so much.
Thank you.